just a tiny bit, but always enough to keep their eyes closed so they won't see him. He tiptoes behind them and breathes softly on their necks, and this makes their heads hang heavy. Oh, yes. But it doesn't hurt them, for Ola Lukoya loves children and only wants them to be quiet, and that they are quiet only when they have been put to bed. He wants them to be quiet so that he can tell them stories. As soon as the children fall asleep, Ola Lukoya sits down on the bed beside them. He is well dressed. His coat is made of silk, but it would be impossible to say what color it is because it gleams red or green or blue as he turns about. Under each arm he carries an umbrella. One has pictures on it, and that one he opens up over good children. Then they dream the most beautiful stories all night long. The other is just a plain umbrella with nothing on it at all, and that one he opens over naughty children. Then they sleep restlessly, and when they wake up in the morning, they've had no dreams at all. Now, you shall hear how for a whole week Lukoya came every evening to a little boy named Hjalmar and what he told him. There are 7 of these stories, because there are 7 days to a week. Monday. Now listen, Ola Lukoya said as soon as he got Hjalmar to bed that evening. First, let's put things to rights. Then, all the flowers in the flower pots grew to be big trees, arching their long branches under the ceiling and along the walls until the room became a beautiful bower. The limbs were loaded with flowers, each more lovely than any rose, and their fragrance was so sweet that if you wanted to eat it, it was sweeter than jam. The fruit gleamed like gold, and besides, there were dumplings bursting with currants. It was all so splendid. But suddenly, a dreadful howl came from the table drawer where Hjalmar kept his schoolbooks. What can the matter be? Said Ola Lukoya as he went to the table and opened the drawer. It was the slate, which was throwing a fit and was ready to fall to pieces because there was a mistake in the sum that had been worked on it. The slate pencil tugged and jumped at the end of its string as if it were a little dog. It wanted to correct the sum, but it could not. Another lamentation came from Hjalmar's copybook. Oh, it was dreadful to listen to. On each page, the capital letters stood one under the other, each with its little letter beside it. This was the copy. Next to these were the letters which Hjalmar had written. Though they thought they looked just like the first ones, they tumbled all over the lines on which they were supposed to stand. See, this is how you should hold yourselves, said the copy. Look. Slanting like this with a bold stroke. Oh, how glad we would be to do that, Hjalmar's letters replied. But we can't. We're so weak. Then you must take medicine, Ola Lukoya told them. Oh, no, they cried, and stood up so straight that it was a pleasure to see them. Now we can't tell any stories, said Ola Lukoya. I must give them their exercises. 1, 2, 1, 2. He put the letters through their paces until they stood straight, more graceful than any copy could stand. But when Ola Lukoya left and Hjalmar looked at them in the morning, they were just as miserable as ever. Tuesday. As soon as Hjalmar was in bed, Ola Lukoya touched all the furniture in the room with his little magic sprinkler, and immediately everything began to talk. Everything talked about itself except the spittoon, which kept silent. It was annoyed that they should be so conceited as to talk only about themselves and think only about themselves without paying the least attention to it, sitting so humbly in the corner and letting everyone spit at it. Over the chest of drawers hung a large painting in a gilt frame. It was a landscape in which one could see tall, old trees, flowers in the grass, and a large lake from which a river flowed away through the woods, past many castles far out to the open sea. Ola Lukoya touched the painting with his magic sprinkler, and the birds in it began to sing. The branches stirred on the trees, and the clouds billowed along. You could see their shadows sweep across the landscape. Then Ola Lukoya lifted little Hjalmar up to the frame and put the boy's feet into the picture, right into the tall grass, and there he stood. The sun shone down on him through the branches of the trees as he ran to the water and got into a little boat which was there. It was painted red and white, and its sails shone like silver. 6 swans, each with a golden crown around its neck and a bright blue star upon its forehead.